Okay, so we were on the Kuf Gimel, and the Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah statement that Shuvah and Shel Chadashot, if you have bran of Truma grain, so if it's from new grain, so then it's Aser. So the Gemara here turns to a Braita, where the Gemara says, well, what exactly is new grain? So the Eloena Chadashot calls man Shahab Briot Regilin Lachbot, as long as people will beat it with sticks rather than with animals, meaning it still has moisture in it, and therefore it's still easy to process. Sorry, other way around, where it's harder to process because it's moist and hasn't therefore fully separated. It's a little bit sticky. Rav Acha Omar at Shloshim Yom. Rav Acha says it's until 30 days. Now, is he arguing? Or is he just telling you how long it is? So that's a machloket. If you look at the Rambam in Yeralef Yudbet, so the Rambam says asubin shalchitim chadashot asurin b'mnei shiro lemachol adam, the bran of new grain is asur because it's human food. Shalishanot mutar, but all the ones is mutavad matay nikro chadashot calls manch ben adam regilin lachbot ben agrano, which sounds like the first position. Quoted here. Now the Rikorko says Deloker Biacha Shomer Shom Ad Shloshim Yom Vahuvagam by Yerushalmi. And this is a machlokas, Kesef Mishnah says the same thing. However, if you look at the Derech Hamuna there, Derech Hamuna says in Kufchav Zayin that the Yeshram Zur Shloshim Yom Mishanik through Adayin Lachonain. Now so what is that? Is that a different shita? So you look there in Kuf in Reish Lamed Aleph. He says the Rush with Bar Tanura or the Rav Bar Tanura the Pasuk Kerav Acha Shela Derav Acha Mifareish Velo Polig Rabbeinu Velo Polig Rabbeinu. Read the Polig. He says so they think he didn't. The Rambam clearly thinks they did because it's quoted, but. But they think that he is not arguing, he's clarifying. Okay, so then the Mishnah had said that if someone sifts a sa'ah of this coarse truma flour, and it will only produce one or two kav of fine flour, so the Mishnah says that this is mutter, even though you would say, aren't you wasting things? Yeah, well, too bad. No, not too bad. You're allowed to eat it in high quality, and therefore it is, it's fine. So Rabbi Abba, Vishim Rabbi Yochanan, Keini Shi'ura. So this is the ratio. Meaning he says that it's that there is an amount, and this is the amount that one or two kav of fine flour to a sa'ah. But more than that, presumably it would be us. Now the gross is a little bit differently. He says Peir Shadik Dani Vizin Kav Kabayim, the sa'ah daf kabayim, Rashai Lasat Yoter. Nikia, right? Not that this is how much you get at one saw, but you can't make it cleaner, right? You can't say, I want it even purer than that. Like, that's, you know, a normal amount of pureness. And that's, you know, again, similar, but slightly different focus. However, if you look at the Rosh Shirilio, says, no. It says, Ad Shloshim Yom, right? He says that this is part of the previous discussion in terms of the definition of new grain. Right, so it's in that time it'll produce this. Vahatani, but the Gemara says but the Braita says differently that Misale Bechitin Kol Shehu. The kol shu rotze, that you can sift as much as you want. And you can cut away the spoiled parts of the vegetable and stalks as much as you want. And menakeh biyarek, this is a classic sugya in Shabbat. Right, it's one of the things you can do lekrat sof yom kippur to prepare for meals afterwards. Now, is this the same as the previous case, which would assume as the Marafolda does that we're dealing with totally inedible leaves, or is this following Ridosa in the next Braita? who says that leaves that are quasi-edible are also not subject to truma. So that's a machloket here. But at any rate, there's no amounts here. There's no amount, no limit placed on this. So is there a limit or is there not? Shabbi Abo, Bishim Rabbi Yochanan, Ba'amido, Al Trumato. And the Braita is where he lets the Truma remain with the separation of one Sa'ah per Sa'ah. I mean, they're in agreement. Meaning, when the Braita says you can sift flour as much as he wants, it means not as much as he wants, up to this amount. That's the simple shot here. It's same Moshe. It's a very hard read, admittedly. The Marafolda says differently. Says Shadayin Yistark Kedei Truma Konchel Yoter Mekdei Truma Tov Masalim Venakev Achim Amidal Shura Shein Pseid LeTruma Klum. So he says maybe you took more, and therefore there's still going to be a normal amount of Truma, and that's okay. Again, it was similar in the, anyways, right. So, different perushim, here. The Rashi Rilio says that this is on the vegetable. Klamar yachole kane b'yerek shel truma. Ale achar ale, you can go leaf by leaf. Achim dino al kelach, until you're left with only the stalk. Ima ale nakdanim, and the small leaves. Shesivos is a tamara shel hayerek. Chen beresh rashbash. Vezelashon yachol nakev kol olam asher shair ha'amura emtzei. So if yesh baharbe ale kdanim oto im yekneveno ve'evsed gamur. But if you went farther than that, then it would be destructive. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rav Ilah kan b'shnei ra'avon. In our Mishnah, we're dealing with famine, and therefore, to make it even purer, I mean, come on, now you're wasting food already, right? People need food. Kan b'shnei sova, but if there's plenty of food, so then you can do what you want. On the other hand, the Chazon Ish is the opposite. Namely, that when you say you can do whatever you want, that's by famine. Because during famine, someone will eat the less, the less quality flour that you sifted out. And therefore, you may not eat it, but someone will eat it. And that's why it's not a waste. On the other hand, if it's a year of sova, no one's going to want to eat things that go below a certain quality. That's a problem, right? You don't want something that's... you don't want to create something that nobody is going to want to eat. And that would be much more problematic. The Ruchaim Kanievsky quotes this. Says of a loyot mizav a filum yeshlo mishayochal asher efsed anishar ein derech lachol v'shnat ravan shamatzoy ochlin l'mashi asher mutar filu yoter mizav. Right, that if it's, and Ray quotes it from the Chazon Ish. Now he notes that the Pnei Moshe has yet another Peirush. Right? In the footnote, he notes that what we said before was the Rosh Shirilio Fulda. The Pnei Moshe says as follows. Bright Damashin Ravon Chain Otsim Solit Nikia Kolkach. Salik Vishirot. Sova Tiahu Shira Kava Kovaim Lisa Sova. Right, that in Shnei Sova, that's the normal amount. In Shnei Ravon, you don't even make it that much, right? You make it less fine, right, than that. Okay. So Tamon then, we learn later in the Mishnah in Adia. The insides of truma, watermelons, meaning the seeds or the cutaway leaves of truma vegetables, ribidosa matir lezarem, ribidosa permits to non-kohanim. Chacham Moshe and the Chacham say no. Shabbi Avo b'shem Rabbi Yochanan lo shanu el b'knivat yarek shel gananim. Chachamim are only talking about these cut off leaves of merchants because, right, if you know. Anything about, like produce in America, right? There are aesthetic requirements, and there are plenty of things that are completely edible, but you're not allowed to sell in America. They're, you know, they're class three or whatever they're called. I don't remember the exact things, but the point is that, yeah, right, that there are some that, you know, there it's usher. They're edible. It's just that people won't sell it. So fine, but it's still usher, right? Well, you can't just, you know, you can't just sell things that are, you can't just let a czar eat something that's, well, food, right? It's truma. We'll allow those things from Balabatim. Why? Because if even Balabatim are cutting it away, so that's already not edible, right? People don't just throw away food in their house. You have leftovers night and you make a stew. Who cares what it looks like, right? You give it to, you know, little kids don't care on exactly what the, you know, carrot looks like if they like carrots. The Ram, this is how the Ravid understands it. Now the Rambam flips it, right? So the Rambam, if you look in Yud Aleph Yud, says as follows. He says, "Uk teitinim grodav aklisim achrovin me avatiach klipi avatiach etrog mulafon avu b'shem b'em ochel." Ukanivet yerush mashlichin bale batim er lazrin lazarim of kanivet yerush manakvin haganim modern lazarim. Now, why would you say that? Because maybe people in a home are more picky. And therefore, he will only throw out things that are... Now, he'll throw out things even that are edible. But a merchant, listen, he'll sell something as grade A. He'll sell something as grade B and as grade C. So he'll separate it or something like that. Right? Or, you know, he doesn't want to throw things out that are theoretically sellable, and therefore he is less picky. And then the Gemara qualifies. Ribon bo lo mistabra b'truma gdola. This is only by truma gdola, but truma meiser ein alin tlushin al olin. No leaves can be cut away. Without klachim tlushin al klachin, and no stalks can be cut away. Why? Because truma gdola has no set amount. Trumat Maaser does. So since Trumat Gedola has no set amount, okay, you want to, you know, you'll still end up with the right amount approximately, and that's all you need. But Trumat Maaser, you include everything because, well, you have a very specific amount that you have to be mafresh. So nothing is going to be excluded. And therefore, their kadosh is Trumat Maaser, and therefore, their aser tzarim. Okay, so now we turn to Amud Bet. So the Gemara says, Erkina umitzat. So we had talked about the case of pouring truma wine from one barrel to another until three drops drip from the first barrel. So Erkina umitzat. If you tip it, so after those three drops drip out, whatever's left is so it says it's not truma, but if you let it collect, then it is truma. So Gemara says this seems to contradict another Mishnah. Because the Mishnah says elsewhere that if you sell what's in a barrel of wine, you have to pour until three drops drip into his kli, and then you can keep the rest. So Taman, Danin, we learn in the Mishnah in Bava Batra, Erkino Mitzat, if you tip it and then you collect it at the bottom, Areyu Shalmocher belongs to the sailor, V'achadam Rachein, and here you say that it's truma, Rex, the Mishnah Bava Batra says that the oil that collects at the bottom is not chashuv, so you can just keep it. Here you say it is chashuv, it's truma. So Rabbi Yochanan let kan shomocher ela shelokeach. He says, so switch it. Right, that according to the Mishnah, the oil at the bottom is significant and goes to the buyer. Right, in both cases, significant goes to the one you're chayef to give it to. She says, no, look, by Dine Mamanot, there's, you know, there's Yeush. People just don't, you know, they give up. They don't care. Right? Meaning the basic idea is that Dine Mamanot is different. By Truma, Well, it's kadosh. Now, you don't give it to the kohen just because of the chiyuv mamon. You give it because it's kadosh, and that leads to the chiyuv to give it to him, as we've talked about, right? The connection between the hafrasha and the netina and the kedusha and the the matana lekohen. But still, right? The point is that the operative point here is that it's kadosh. Now, this is how the Mara Fold in the Gross says it. According to the other Girsa, it was Rabbi Yochanan who points to the contradiction. He doesn't change the mission of Bava Batra, and the only answer is the second one, which is how the Bavli has it, except there it's in the name of Yitzchak Bar Avdime. And now the Gemara says that when you pour the trum oil from the barrel and three drops have dripped out, the barrel can be used to store chulin. You don't have to get every last drop. So the Gemara says, okay, the Afa Kodesh Kain, is this true by Kodesh? Where's this is Truma? And we'll see why. So after we have Abishim Yochan of Afa Kodesh Kain, yes. Even by Kodesh. Amr Voshia, Loshan El Bakachim, Yesh Lohen Matirin. This is only by Kachim that it will eventually, that could be permitted. Like the Shiari HaMincha, right, they become the mutter to the kohen, and if they are left beyond that, they become noter, and they become aser. So why? Kachim shein len matiren, right? But things that are poured completely on the mizbeach, like a nesach, let's say, like a nesachim, I feel kol shu tzarach lachzir. You have to put even the smallest amount back because they're all meant to go. That's their definition. So Rabbi Bo and Rachia Boy, Hadin Lug Shemen Shel Mitzora. If you have a log of oil of a Mitzora that hasn't yet been put on the Mizbeach and it was poured from one Kli to another, Tzarech L'Hachzer or Eino Tzarech L'Hachzer? Do you have to put it or not? Do you have to put it back or not? So what are we talking about? We're talking about a log of oil that goes with a Mitzora's Asham on the last day of his purification. So we put some of the blood on the mitzvahs, right ear and thumb and big toe, and the rest goes on the left hand of the kohen, who sprinkles it towards the kodesh kodashim seven times, and puts that on his ear, thumb, and toe, and the rest is put on his head, like the one in his hand, and the rest of the log is given to the kohen. So when the oil was poured from one thing to another, is this oil something that has to be mukrav, has to be offered, and therefore needs a shear? Or since part of it is going to be eaten, is it treated something that's mutter l'kohen? So on the one hand, it's partially goes to mizbeach. On the other hand, some of it gets eaten. Now, you could say the same thing by mincha, right, by the oil of mincha. So what's the halacha? If you say that you have to put it on and you didn't, so then it's missing a shear. Right, it doesn't have a log. And Chanina Lomar came. Chanina didn't say it as such. Ella Amar Avoshia Lo Shana LeKachim Yesh LeMatiren. It was only mutter by Kachim that are permitted to the Kohen. LeKachim Shein LeMatiren Afilu Kol Shu Tzarach Lachzer. You have to give it back. Vadein Log Shemen Shel Mitzora. But the log of a mitzvah, a log bekachim sheish lematirin, isn't that something that's permitted the kohen v'tamer tzarach lachzir? You have to say you have to put it back. So adamar tzarach lachzir. This tells us that even the smallest amount, if you has to go back for the lachzir, didn't over mishum chesron. So by kachim, right, there's the added problem is not just the kodesh component, but the simple fact that you need a shear, and therefore you can't just rely on bittul. That's not how it works. So then the Gemara had continued to discuss chuma that gets absorbed into the walls of the pot. So Tani Rab Chalafta ben Shaul, Kedera Shabisha Bat Chuma. If you have a clay pot where you cook chuma, Magila Bechamin Shloshavamim, so you boil it out three times, Vidayo, that's enough to consider kashering it. And you remove the chuma from the walls. Amar Abiba. The ain the maiden we went in nevela, but this is not true for nevela. I'm right for mamish, not kosher. So what's the difference? Why is it that this is a good koshering process for truma, but not for let's say non kosher? So Amar Rabbi Yosi kashite kumiriba. So I asked truma bo von mito nevela below tase. He says I don't understand. I understand that these are different, but not in the direction you seem to be implying. Truma is more chamor, it has a chiyuv. Mita, that's not true, of nevela, it's just a regular love. V'adam arachein, how could it be? So possibility one is, you're right, we would follow the straight chumrah, except we're talking about Truma Bizman Hazet. As we've seen many, many times, there's a machloket, whether in the time of Ezra, whether the chiyuv d'oraita of Truma came back, and Reba follows the position of Elazar that it does not. And therefore, Truma Bizman Hazet is Dirabanan. And by Dirabanan, so you can do this triple, Hagalah, and you'll be Machshir even by Kli Cheres. Now, what exactly are they arguing about, right? So some Rishonim, right, like the Rambam say, it's whether Maestro, after but we return from Bavel, are you Chayev? Yosef Rechanina says that once Ezra was Makdish the land, so you brought back Truma. Rabbi Elazar says that no, because the minority of Kal Yisrael came back, and that goes to all this we talked about at the end of in the 6th and the 10th Perek of Shviat, in Piat Kulchem. That's one possibility. The second possibility is that during the time of Ezra and during Bayit Sheni, it was, right? Rabbeinu Tam, right, insists that it was, that there was a chiyuv. Their question was not whether the chiyuv is whether they were obligated to do that. According to Rosh Hashanina, Ezra was chayev to reconsecrate Eretz Israel, and therefore he did. It was fully chayev. Or did they do it, but they did it voluntarily? And that was only during the Zman, the second Beit HaMikdash, but after that, not. But either way, nowadays, it would be, according to the Shita, Derabana, and that's why we're Mekel, Serbiustai, Barshunim, Boykum, Merimana, Tanina, we learn in Mishnah, Emirchina, that if you tip the barrel and three drops come out, Umitzet, and then they collect, Arezu Truma, Baram Arachain. And yet you say that the walls of Truma you can use to cook Chulin, right? That is a Stira. Why? Because you should treat the absorption in the barrel similar to the collection of truma at the bottom of the barrel. So Amar Leh Kan Al Yedei Or Nigav Yotzei says no, because here you're boiling it out. Right? That's different than a small amount that's being collected. Listen, it's true that there's a tam there, but you just boiled it out three times. And that, at least for things that are also mitzvah d'rabbanan, as we just said, that's going to be considered destroyed. By nevela, we won't do that, but that's different than mamashut of truma, even a small amount, but still, that is fundamentally different. Now, based on this, right, this is a simple pshat of our Gemara, is that if you have something which is kli cheres, so by d'oraita things, it can never be kasher. By d'rabbanan, it can with koshering it three times. However, not everyone agrees with this. The Rashba, for example, says that no, even some derabanans you can't. Namely, anything that has a basis, ikaro de'oraita, because, and he points out that our Gemara distinguishes between truma and nevela. But there are certain things that, right, the Chumra of Nevela, there are certain Derabanans that go with it as well. So apparently it's not all Derabanans. Now the Rambam interestingly says that even by Truma D'oraita, he allows it. Right, he says that by Truma, you can cook Chulin with nothing more than rinsing it. Right, the Rambam... right, is even more makil here. Is gedera shabishal ba truma levashal ba chulin ben bishal benotin dam shalta gedera ba mayim avyan reza mutol vashal ba. Right, so how does he get there? So he says, right, if it's mutter to store chulin in this thing, right, that you dripped out the final three, right, even though, you know, it has, right, if it didn't collect, so even though there's residue, it's mutter. So for sure it should be one's in the wall be mutter. And the Ravid there says, Hivlik Vishatar Shalmatinu Shtifa Albitsone Hagala Bachamin. The Ravid says, what are you talking about? This goes against everything we know. He said, you need Hagala Vakha Shtifa Bitsone. Right, he notes that, right, this seems to be, well, you know, against the sugya. So Derech Emuna, just to finish off, summarizes this machloket. He says, commenting the Rambam, he says, "Mavagad the Rishari Shurim Lo Mahani Tzarech Hagala V'Chlicheres Afil Hagala Lo Mahani Truma Kiltve Vein Oser Atam Valua Boim Edicho Ma Shebein V'Zudat Rabbeinu Al Kol Rishonim Cholken Alav The Sirele The Tzarech Hagala Kmo Kol Yisurin V'Chlicheres Lo Mahani Hagala." So Miu B'Truma B'Zman Azeshu The Rabbanu Nikilu V'Chlicheres. Right. So he says, "Mo Rishonim think this is only V'Chlicheres Shagam Shem Magila Shlosh Mam Daya V'Shuvena Ozer V'Tzarech Kol Pam Chadashim." Right, so the Rambam really here is an outlier. It seems to go against our sugya, as the other Rishonim know. But the Rambam, you know, either he understood the sugya differently, or just, you know, thought that different sugya had argued and passed it like them. We'll stop here.